This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The American cosmetics industry is a $70 billion a year behemoth. Food and Drug Administration's Office of Cosmetics and Colors has an annual budget of just $8 million and 27 staff members. The laws governing the office's authority run just 2 pages long and have not been updated since 1938 when they were first enacted. In a 13th straight week of yellow vest demonstrations in France, protesters showed no sign of letting up pressure on the government and did not appear appeased by concessions by President Emmanuel Macron. Amy Klobuchar, third-term senator from Minnesota, has become the fifth woman to announce that she is running for president. By the time American women are 40 to 44, 86% of them are mothers, and unless they are affluent or have a retired but still energetic grandmother who's willing to pitch in full-time when the kids are little, the child care crisis hits families hard and is an argument for universal child care. Germany's competition authority sharply curtailed how the Facebook tech giant may profile people, saying that users could refuse to allow the company to combine their Facebook information with data about their activities on other sites. A female warehouse manager who was the subject of false rumors that she slept her way to a promotion can levy sex discrimination claims against her employer for helping spread gossip that originated from her jealous underling and firing her for complaining, according to the Fourth Circuit Court. 5,700 teachers are preparing to strike in Denver, and the key issues are pay for performance, which is an experiment that has failed and led to erratic bonuses without changes in base pay and is now seen as an outdated effort. Autocratic and anti-immigrant government in Hungary is announcing a series of benefits intended to encourage Hungarian women to have more children and offset the declining birth rate. Millions of Americans filling out their 2018 taxes will probably be surprised to learn their refunds will be less than expected or that they owe money to the IRS after years of receiving refunds. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.